about the rains. You're talking rains? Always the bride.
Rains, let's see, what is rains? Bride of rains, bride of rains.
Okay, what do you put your feet in when you ride a horse?
A stirrup.
Excuse me, just for a second, Granny and I were having a discussion. What do you call a man that makes his living making horseshoes for, what do you call him? A man that makes his living.
Shop. Go to the shop and have your horseshoes.
Blacksmith.
Now, what do you call
him? Yeah,
them?
That's right, a blacksmith.
Blacksmith. But the guy that comes to your place and just shoes horses is called a farrier.
See?
Yeah.
That was
I didn't know that.
I didn't know it either, but they had that thing. This guy had a cart out there at Jimmy and Patsy's house. Okay, go ahead.
A farrier.
I thought it was furrier.
Farrier.
Farrier? Okay.
Okay. Granny, when you plow with two horses, what do you call the horse that walks in the furrow?
In the fur.
Yeah.
Lead horse, I guess.
That's right. That's what I always call them. Anyway. If something is not close by, you say that it's what? If something's nearby, you say it's just what?
Way off.
Okay. Way off. Okay. Okay. Or if someone comes to you and someone lives just not far away, what do you say? You say he lives what?
Next door.
Okay. What if he lives far down the road, what do you say?
I say he lives about a mile down the way.
So you say down the way then? Down the way. Okay.
Down the way or down the road.
Okay, if you can, if something is very common and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you can say that you can find it just about what?
About anywhere.
Okay, are we skipping the circles? Okay, Granny, when would you go visit people? This is question 40, number 9. When would you go visit people?
Generally, when do I go visit them?
Generally. You
well, at this time of the year, late in the afternoon.
What? Late in the afternoon? What about when you live out in the country? When would you go visit? The day?
Days, yeah. I don't know. One, hardly ever did go anywhere much in the, out in the country unless I went to stay all day.
What do you call it, grain fields? You have, what do you call the things between the rows?
Fur.
Okay, if you have a, if you plant some corn and it came up real big and good, you said we raised a big what?
Crop of corn.
Granny's good on these issues.
Can't you?
Okay. If you got rid of all the brush and trees on the land, you say you did what?
Cleared them.
Okay. The second cutting of clover or grass, what do you call the old, dry, dead grass that is left over on the ground in the spring?
Oh, dry, dead grass, I guess.